Tess buys a miracle. One day, 8-year-old Tess overheard her parents talking about her little brother, Andrew. She came to know that Andrew was very sick and that her parents didn't have enough money for his treatment. Tess heard her father say, "Only a miracle can save him now." Tess started thinking about it. She went to her room and took out a jar from her cupboard. There were some coins in it. She counted the money carefully. Then Tess put the money into a purse and made her way to a drugstore. The chemist saw her but didn't pay any attention. He was deep in conversation with a man. When Tess continued to stand before the counter, he said to her, sounding rather annoyed, "What do you want? I'm talking to my brother who has just arrived from Chicago." "I want to buy a miracle," said Tess. "My brother Andrew is really sick. He has something bad growing inside his head, and my father says that only a miracle can save him now. Can you tell me how much a miracle costs?" The chemist's brother, a well-dressed man, was listening to the conversation between his brother and the little girl. He turned to Tess and asked, "What kind of miracle does your brother need?" "Don't know," replied Tess, her eyes full of tears. "He's really sick, and Mommy says he needs an operation, but Dad can't pay for it, so I want to use my own money." "How much money do you have?" asked the man. $1.11, said Tess. "Wonderful," said the man, smiling. $1.11. That's the exact price of a miracle for your little brother." He took Tess's money in one hand and held her hand with the other, saying, "Take me to your house. I want to see your brother. Let me see if I have the kind of miracle he needs." The chemist's brother was Dr. Carlton Armstrong, a famous neurosurgeon. He soon had Andrew admitted to a hospital where he operated on him. Within a few weeks, Andrew was back at home and doing well. One day, Tess's mother said to her husband, "I wonder how much Andrew's surgery cost. Dr. Armstrong wouldn't take any money from us." Hearing this, Tess smiled to herself. She knew exactly how much a miracle cost, $1.11, and the faith of a little child.